Italian painter, sculptor, architect, and poet, this Renaissance artist, Michelangelo Buonarroti, is an outstanding figure in the history of the visual arts. Listen to these words he wrote in the 16th century. "The greater danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that it is too low and we reach it." One of the more frequent criticisms I have received is that I offer far too much hope for people in dire circumstances and that this could be a dangerous thing. Despite this kind of fault-finding, I am still at a loss as to how having too much hope could be a dangerous thing. When people tell me of a medical diagnosis which implies no cure being possible, I encourage them to shift their aim to a completely opposite outcome. I talk frequently about the law which has allowed any miracle that has ever occurred since the inception of time to take place. I explain that this law has never been repealed and is still on the books. I cite cases of people who were told to go home and wait to die, who were given 6 months to live, and who freed themselves of their illnesses and their diagnoses. I receive mail every day from people who refuse to listen to the low aims and the low hopes that others have had for them, describing how grateful they were for a message of hope in difficult times. I believe that Michelangelo, who lived a few days shy of 89 years, still sculpting, painting, writing, and designing, in an age when 90 was about 60 years beyond normal life expectancy, was speaking to this idea of having very high hopes and aims in this famous quotation of his. The danger is not in false hope. Rather, it is in no hope or low hope, and consequently our objectives and aims are diminished by our belief before they can even be worked on and materialized. This not only concerns the overcoming of physical maladies, it includes virtually everything in our lives. The world is full of people who have aimed low and thought small, who want to impose this diminutive thinking on any who will listen to them. The real danger is the act of giving up or setting standards of smallness for ourselves with low expectations. Listen carefully to Michelangelo, the man who is considered by many to be the greatest artist of all time. I recall personally standing in front of the statue of David in Florence and being transfixed. The size, the majesty, the spirit that seemed to jump right out of the marble was Michelangelo saying to all of us, "Aim high." When he was asked how he could create such a masterpiece, he responded that David was already in the marble. He simply had to chip away the excess to allow him to escape. High aim indeed. And speaking of high, take a look sometime at the Sistine Chapel, where Michelangelo painted the ceiling by lying on his back and working every day for 4 years between 1508 and 1512, a project that lesser artists would have considered to be impossible. Yet Michelangelo took it on, and many more, in a lifetime crammed full of high energy, high talent, and yes, high aim.